You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse University is hosting a hackathon on Friday focused on helping people and communities leading up to, during, and after natural disasters. The event is happening just as Hurricane Florence is expected to hit the Carolinas and Virginia. In this extended interview, WAER's John Smith talks with the program manager for Syracuse University's Blackstone Launchpad, Braden Croy, to learn more about Call for Code.
So we have a hackathon that is coming up at Syracuse University Friday and Saturday, and I'm here with Braden Croy. And Braden, pleasure to have you here. This is rather interesting in that when I first heard about it, I immediately thought, hey, you know, maybe you have to be well-versed as a coder to be a part of this, but you say not.
No. Yeah, thank you so much for having me, John. Hackathons are for any and everybody who wants to get out, play with some new technology, connect with their community, and explore new ideas. So whether you're a hacker, a hustler, or a designer, right? So this is a fun way of saying anyone who can code, anyone who can design, and anyone who has maybe that more business mindset. So they're a marketer or they are a finance individual. Anyone with a diverse skill set is welcome.
All right, great. So this is focused basically on developing through technology ways to help in the aftermath of a disaster or during a disaster?
Yeah, and even in the lead up to a disaster. So Call for Code is a hackathon founded by the David Clark Cause and IBM, and their focus is on how do we better prepare communities and citizens within those communities for natural disasters, and how do we better achieve relief afterwards, right? So natural disaster preparedness and relief is so multifaceted that this is everything from operations to finance to supply chain management and everything in between. How do we get ready for, and then how do we better respond to natural disasters wherever they occur in the world?
What could be developed out of this hackathon if people have an idea to help out? Everyone is thinking about Hurricane Florence right now.
Yeah, that's on everyone's mind. And I was just reading an article on Monday. It was perfect, plastered on the front of USA Today, big letters. We are not prepared, right? As a country and even as a world, we continually underprepare and don't expect the worst things to happen through natural disasters. And so this hackathon is an opportunity to take the cloud technology that IBM has developed. This is IoT, so Internet of Things, sensors. This is AI. This is machine learning, blockchain technology, weather technology, weather data. And how do we create technologies, whether they be consumer-facing, government-facing, even corporations, right? If we think about all of the businesses that are affected, hospitals, nursing homes, how do we evacuate individuals? How do we help people in their own home lives better prepare and plan for natural disasters? So, you know, the technology that you could come up with at a hackathon is infinite, and IBM has so generously put out a ton of their technology for free to participants, and also created code patterns so you don't have to start from zero. They've already put some of their code out there that you could start building off of for your own projects. Call for Code is all about empowering 22 million developers around the world to make the world a better place, to create healthier, happier communities. Do I know where this goes in the future? No, but we are always looking for opportunities to create events around technology, around hacking, around community development and community inclusion. And so in the springtime, a bunch of engineering students in an organization called QSACS comes together and makes their own hackathon that's part of MLH, which is Major League Hacks, which is colleges across the country are part of this organization, and students host their own hackathons. So there's always different opportunities to be a part of events like this.
One second here. I'm just slouching to the left a little bit too much here. Gosh, get talking. Okay, so you mentioned developers.
Yeah.
What kind of developers are we talking about?
Oh, I mean, honestly, it could be So it could be mobile developers, so iOS and Android, could be desktop developers, web app developers, even mechanical engineers or chemical engineers, biotech engineers. We're not putting any limits on this. This is open to any and everybody who wants to explore the use of their skill set, whatever it may be, in the pursuit of making the world a better place. And honestly, any and everyone has something to contribute to a team.
Okay. So you even mentioned earlier to me marketers and such.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we think about the cool thing about Call for Code is that it doesn't end after Saturday. Teams have until September 28th to submit their final code, their Git repo to IBM, as well as a 3-minute pitch video. And then that goes into a pool of all of the global submissions. And the top 10 teams will have their code released in conjunction and working with the Linux Foundation into the open source community. And then the top first place will win $200,000 from IBM and the opportunity to work with the IBM Service Corps team to deploy their solution into the field in 2019. So this is real world impact at kind of the best. And then second place will win $25,000 and third through fifth will win $10,000. So there's money on the line at the global level, but there's also the opportunity to see your hard work implemented and impact people's lives.
And is that, you know, money, you know, just for that team, or is it to be used for a certain cause? Or?
Yeah, it's to be used to develop the idea further, to develop the solution in the technology further. So if that means purchasing data sets, if that means hiring individuals, if that means paying for server space or whatever it may be, that's where the multidisciplinary team comes in. That's where you start looking at what's our go-to-market strategy, what's our commercialization pathway, and how do we make this something that kind of becomes more packaged and more deployable than a quick 24-hour hack, so to speak.
Could better weather forecasting become something to be developed, you know, out of this event too?
Yeah. Weather forecasting is so data heavy that IBM, not many people know this, but IBM bought the Weather Channel and IBM bought all the other kind of big weather companies out there for their data. They sold off the media pieces and they kept the data pieces because of weather forecasting is so data heavy, right? We're looking at wind models. We're looking at airflows. We're at multiple levels in the atmosphere. How does it interact with the ground? And how does that all impact, you know, the butterfly effect, so to speak, right? Like, you know, the chaos theory where if a butterfly flaps its wings in Brazil, how does that create a hurricane in North Carolina? That is why IBM is so interested in this particular sphere of technology, because they have developed technology with Watson and their AI and their machine learning capabilities. Weather has to get better, right, for emergency preparedness, for government planning, and even for the financial markets. We need better forecasting to understand the ramifications and the ripple effects through our economy and society.
One of the things that always comes up out of a natural disaster is, you know, communications being knocked out when those cell services are no longer there. Internet services, mm-hmm. and so forth, or just, you know, regular landline phones.
Yeah.
Is this also an opportunity for this Call for Code to develop something that would allow people to communicate with one another, you know, in those storm zones?
Yeah, absolutely. Communications is the biggest piece, really, for any natural disaster. If we think about 52% of homes in America are now landline-less, right? We are only, those 52% only have mobile phones. So if our mobile infrastructure is taken down, if cell towers are taken down, if internet and Wi-Fi are taken down, we have no backup for how we communicate. And so your big telco companies, your Verizons, AT&T, Sprints, T-Mobiles, they have some incredible technologies that they've come out with, drones that fly persistently with that have a Wi-Fi capabilities and the ability to bring mobile cell towers into a disaster zone and quickly get them up and running to restore cell service. These are perfect opportunities for participants in Call for Code to think about communications when you have no electricity, when your cell towers, your infrastructure is taken down. What does that look like? And how do we build technologies that are safe, secure, and reliable to restore communications between family members, between first responders, and between families and first responders?
All right, so this is happening Friday and Saturday. Is there a cost to be a part of it?
Absolutely not. This is open, free to the community. Registration is 3:30 to 4:30. We kick off at 4:30 with some keynotes and discussions around emergency management and natural disaster preparedness and relief. We're going to have two awesome speakers. Sam Edelstein, the Chief Data Officer of City of Syracuse, is going to be joining us to talk about how the city might think about natural disaster planning and preparedness. And then we have Brad Marmon, who is emergency coordinator at Upstate University, coming and talking about his experience at the medical level. And he was the former safety director for the rescue mission. And what is how does that impact diverse communities when we have weather events or when we have man-made events that might require a response?
Well, Braden Croy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to seeing everyone out there on Friday.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website. And while you're there, you can help us reach our fundraising goal by making a quick donation at WAER.org.